Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
God bless you, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, God bless you.
Sorry for the technical difficulties. Services.
God bless everyone. This is Missionary Gracie White from the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God, 910 Shelton Avenue, coming to you. We would like to welcome you to our first Northern District meeting held on teleconference. We would like to welcome you to our service, to enjoy our service, get into our service, and let the Lord have his way. And at this time, we're going to ask Deacon Albert Matt to say over our opening prayer.
Okay.
Deacon Matt.
God bless you. God bless everyone.
God bless you.
Yes. All right, put your mind on Jesus. Our Father, which are in heaven, we come before you acknowledge we all have sinned and done wrong. But we come to ask you to forgive us for our sin, Lord. Ask you to watch us for more in the blood of the Lamb. Pray for clean, Lord, and renew a right spirit in us, Lord. We know that you're able, Lord. Spend up in the weekend and spend up in the throne now. Come up in a time like this, Lord. And cry out of our heart, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, look on your people everywhere. One by one and name by name, Lord. We know that you're able to take us through all our trials and tests and tribulations. Help us to keep the faith. Help us to love you with all our heart, mind, and soul. Act in the name of Jesus. But in the name of Jesus, Lord, move on every heart, Lord. Move on every mind. Increase every faith. Help us to take your word. Help us believe you as the scripture say, Lord. Act in the name of Jesus. We know that you're able, Lord. Now, Lord, look on the bereaved family, Lord. Continue to catch them, Lord. Continue to comfort them in a time like this, Lord. We know that you're able, Lord. Bless you to comfort them, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you tonight, send your word. Send your none with your word. Let your word help people, Lord. Let it pop our hearts. That we sin not against it, Lord. Act in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Lord, that brother love continue. Help us to love one another, Lord. Act in the name of Jesus. Let you the balance here, the balance right. Take kingdom down, rebuke the strong hold. Set the cap free, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Help us to keep our minds clean, Lord. Help us to meditate day and night, Lord. Act in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we want to thank you for what you're already doing, Lord. Thank you how you heal our bodies so many times, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for the COVID-19, how you heal our body, Lord. Save us some more, Lord. Wash us some more in the blood of the Lamb, Lord. Help us to glorify your name. Help us to magnify your name. Help us to exalt your name, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I know that you're able, Lord. Help us to put our trust in you and not ourselves and not in another. Help us to look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of faith, Lord. I know that you're able, Lord. Teach us to pray, Lord, because you say you're right that man should always pray. And not the pain. Help us to always pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We know that you're able, Lord. Teach us to love one another in the name of Jesus. I know that you're able, Lord. Touch your heart right now, Lord. Lord, please, Lord, we ask you to walk and talk in us. We ask you to lead us and guide us. Give us room. Give us knowledge. Give us understanding your word, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Let your anointing serve it, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let your anointing. Whosoever bring the word, Lord. Anointed a preacher on the mighty hand of God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for all things. He's blessing us with the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Do what you want to do as long as you want to. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. We're here right now. Have your way in your service. Have your way. In your service, have your way.
The recording has started.
Do what you want to do, as long as you want to. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. We're here right now. Have your way. Oh, yes, we're here right now. Have your way. Truly, we thank and praise the Lord for that prayer. Thank you from Deacon Abbott and Matt from the Christian Temple Church of God in Camden, New Jersey. At this time, we're going to read our opening scripture, and our opening scripture will be taken from Jeremiah, the 17th chapter, and beginning at the 5th verse. Again, that's Jeremiah 17 and 5. Thus said the Lord, cursed be man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. For he shall be like the heat in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the porch places in the wilderness, in a salt land, and not inhabited. Blessed is man that trusts in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the water, spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaves shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, searcheth the heart. I try the ring, even to give every man according to his work and according to the fruit of his doing. We truly thank and praise the Lord for the opening scripture, which was taken from Jeremiah, the 17th chapter, the 5th throughout the 10th verse. At this time, may the Lord add a blessing to his word. We're going to open up testimony service for anyone that wants, that desires to testify and sing a song to the Lord. Testimony service is open.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for being here. I give honor, God, to our pastor, Pastor Jackson, to all the ministers, evangelists, everybody on the line tonight. I thank God for just another opportunity to say something for the Lord. I'm grateful for his goodness and for his mercy. I thank you for it. I'm just grateful, I'm happy, and I'm excited for what God is doing. Thank God for this district meeting. Thank God for another opportunity just to hear your voices. Thank God most of all for converting me, sanctifying me, and giving me the gift of the Holy Ghost. Please pray my strength in the Lord.
Anyone else?
I know some way, and I know somehow we're going to make it.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no matter what the test, whatever comes our way, we're going to make it. Oh, with Jesus on our side.
Oh, yes.
Things will work out fine. Oh, we're going to make it. Oh, yes, we are. We're going to make it. I know some way, and I know somehow we're going to make it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no matter what the test, whatever comes our way, we're going to make it. Oh, with Jesus on our side, things will work out fine. Oh, we're going to make it.
Oh, yes,
oh,
we are.
Yes, we are. We're going to make it. Praise the Lord. I give unto God, to my pastor, Pastor Jackson, to all the elders on the line, evangelists, missionaries, everyone. Just thank God for being here. Thank God for this teleconference. Thank God for this song. Because we got Jesus on our side. And if we look to him and trust in him, we're going to make it. Just thank God for keeping us, keeping my mother and I alive. Thank God for this district meeting. Thank God for his love and his mercy and his kindness. Most of all, I just thank God for converting me, sanctifying me, giving me the Holy Ghost. Please continue to pray for me.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for one more day. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, one more day. You've been good, Lord. You've been good. You've been good, Lord, one more day. You've been good. You've been good. You've been good, Lord, one more day. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for one more day. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for one more day. You made a way. You made a way. You made a way, Lord, one more day. You made a way. You made a way. Lord. You made a way, Lord, one more day. Oh, I thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, for one more day. Thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, for one more day. Truly, we ought to thank the Lord tonight because he's been good. As the message says, why can't I? Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for one more day. Anyone else decide to testify? No one else? Well, we're not going to prolong the time. We're going to continue on as I pressing on, as our topic is pressing on. We just thank and praise the Lord for everyone tested, all the, one testimony, but we thank God for it. And we're going to ask you to continue to pray for us, that the Lord will have his way in our lives, that we will help us to work while it's day. So when night comes, no man can work. I want the Lord to help me to work tomorrow, to do what my hands find to do, do what I can for the Lord while I have a chance. I just thank God for this. I thank God for mercy. I thank God for love. I thank God for just being so good to me, healing our bodies over and over again. God is just so good. God is good to us, and he deserves all praises. All praises belong unto the Lord. Anyone else? Is it anyone there?
God bless you.
God bless you.
To our pastors, everyone that's on the line, all our pastors, our evangelists, and everyone that's on the line tonight, I just want to give God great, God glory and praise for what he's done and how he has kept us. And thank God for this online service. I'm asking you to continue to keep me in your prayers. My determination is to go on with the Lord. And I just want to encourage everyone to continue to press on, for the Lord has great things for his people. And so, yes, be encouraged. God bless you. Pray for me.
You're not going to hold up the service. Anyone else?
First, give honor to God of my life, to my pastor, Pastor J.
Jackson, my own pastor, Pastor Gary Calloway. I truly thank the Lord for this first district meeting. Thank
yes.
God for hearing the H and everyone's voice. I thank God for the song. Thank God. Thank God for just for healing my body after I had my surgery. And I just thank God how that he just so good and
yes,
so merciful.
Is.
And I just thank God for each and every one. I thank God for this saving me, sanctifying me, filling me with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost, and do have a mind to go on to see what the Lord have for me to do. Amen. As you continue to pray for me, that I forever do the will of the Lord.
Lord, I just want to thank you. Lord, I just want to thank you. Lord, I just want to thank you. Lord, I just want to thank you.
I want to thank you.
I want to thank you. Oh, Lord, I just
want to thank you.
Lord, I just want to thank you. Lord, I just want to thank you. Lord, I just want to thank you. I want to thank you.
Thank you.
So good to me. You've been my bread when I was hungry. You've been my water when I was thirsty. You've been my shelter in a time of a storm. And you never, never left me alone. And I want to thank you
for being
so good to me. So good to me. Oh, Lord, I just
want to thank you.
Lord, I just want to
thank you.
Lord, I just want to thank you. Lord, I just want to thank you. I want to thank you. Praise Lord. I do give honor to the Spirit of the Lord, to my pastor. Praise Lord to all the elders, all the pastors, to everyone on the line. Do thank the Lord for this whole conference. Just thank the Lord for this specific meeting. Praise the Lord and all the truth. I do thank the Lord. I want to thank him, and I do thank him. Lord God, because he's so good. He has been good. He is good, and he will be good to each and every one of us. And I do thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. Realize his blessings are renewed day by day. Every day we get a new blessing. Lord God, and I just thank the Lord for all things. We praise the Lord most of all. First, to better my soul, how you sanctify me. Thank the Lord for giving me the precious gift of the Holy Ghost and a year running for my life in a time like this. And I ask you to continue to pray for me.
Anyone else?
Giving on to God, thanking for his son Jesus, the general overseer, Pastor Jackson, my own Pastor Gary Calloway, to everyone. I just thank God for just how, for his new mercy that he bestowed upon me to see a day that wasn't promised to me.
Well,
I just thank God because I know God is a good God. He's worthy of the praises. Thank God for healing me so many times. I just thank God because he is good. I can't even explain how good he is, but I can say God is a good God. He's worthy of all the praises, much more than I could ever offer up to him. And I just thank God for all things and ask you, all the saints, if they would continue to pray for me.
Anyone else? We thank and praise the Lord for all the testimonies that went up before the Lord and the songs. At this time, we're going to move on with the service then. At this time, we're going to call for Evangelist Khadija Hameen from Holy Temple, Baltimore, Maryland, to give us a sacred program.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for this opportunity. Amen. At this time, we're going to just have one selection. We're going to ask if Evangelist Patty would give us a selection, please. Thank you so much.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
The Lord. For all things. Oh, lift him up.
Lift him
lift
up.
Jesus up.
Lift Jesus
until
up.
Until he speaks on eternity. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw men unto me. Oh, lift him up.
Oh, lift
him up. Lift Jesus up. Until he speaks from eternity. He said, if I be lifted up on the earth, I'll draw men unto me. Oh, lift him up.
Oh, lift
him up. Lift Jesus up. Until he speaks from eternity.
Beautiful selection coming through Evangelist Patty. And at this time, we're going to turn the broadcast back into the hands of missionary Gracie White.
Truly, we thank and praise the Lord for that song. Truly, that's what we need to do is to lift Jesus up. If we lift Jesus up, everything will be all right. We're not going to stand in the way. We got a great, we got a speaker, a wonderful speaker tonight. You know, that's let's put our bring our minds in, try to put our minds on the Lord and see what the Lord has to say unto us so that we can keep pressing on. The word of God is what's going to help us to keep pressing on. And at this time, we're going to call on our own Pastor Gary Calloway, Sr., from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, Deliverance Temple. Thank God for you.
Praise the Lord, saints.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Thank God
for
you.
Praise the Lord.
All online tonight. Thank
yes,
God for
sir.
Jesus. Let's look to the Lord on tonight. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you, God, for your love, your mercy, your grace. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to say yes to your will, yes to your word. God, we ask you, God, to deliver on tonight. God, every servant that online on tonight, God, we ask you to deliver, heal, God, in the name of Jesus. Each household, God, we ask you to move, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Save households tonight in the name of Jesus. And, God, we ask you to move in this service on tonight. God, if we come for no other reason but to lift up your name, God, have your way on tonight. In the name of Jesus, touch our overseer on tonight. In the name of Jesus, touch Christian Temple as a whole, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Northern, Southern District. In the name of Jesus, let your word go forth on tonight, Lord. Save, God. If there's someone that do not know you in the pardon of their sins, in the name of Jesus, we ask, oh God, to deliver, heal men, oh God, in the name of Jesus, save and deliver tonight. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you and we give your name the praise. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen on tonight. I thank God for tonight. Thank God for our overseer, Pastor Richard Jackson. Thank God, Senior. Thank God for him. Thank God again for all the pastors on the line on tonight, all the servants. Or I say servants on tonight. Thank God for you, you, and you. I also say that we're not here by chance on tonight. You're not here online by mistake. I believe God got a word just for you on tonight. I ask you to pray for your humble servant on tonight as I seek to deliver a word unto you on tonight. I thank God for my wife, amen, Elder Calloway. Thank God for being with us. My granddaughter, she got her hand raised up. Thank God for her, my son. Thank God for every servant again. God is good. Is it good tonight?
Amen.
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 Is it good tonight?
God is good.
Yes, he is.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Is it good tonight?
God is good.
Yes, amen.
Yes, Lord. God is good, and he's worthy of all praise. You know, I don't look past this day. Tomorrow's not promised. Amen? Tomorrow's not promised. So all we have is the moment and now. And I thank God for his grace, his new grace, and his new mercy, again, that he has brought us together one more time. I thank God for even, you know, thinking about the theme of our service on tonight. Our first quarterly meeting, it is entitled, Keep Pressing On. Repeat after me, Keep Pressing On.
Keep Pressing On.
Keep Pressing On. Yes. This is not a time to slack up.
Keep pressing on.
This is not a time to slow down. This is a time to get in a hurry. You'd be surprised, even during this pandemic, you would think that we have more spark. More fire, all that we have endured throughout last year, going into this year. But things seem like it's like, oh, man, it's not at mark time, but yet we got to move on. We got to get in the hurry. We got to work on our own salvation with fear and trembling. We got to seek God like never before. I think God even listened to the word on last night when Minister Troy, he spoke on, or his title was, Seeking God. And I say to you that we got to continue seeking God. This is not a time to stop.
No.
Amen. This is not a time to slow down. But this is the time, this is according to me, this is the time to give God the praise like never before. Oh, yes, Lord, this is the time to call on Jesus. Let me give my testimony just for a moment. I thank God for saving me at a young age. Amen. I thank God for sanctifying me, converting me, filling me with the precious Holy Ghost and fire. And I don't say that lightly. I don't want to just say words. The words carry power and anointing. I don't just say that just to be saying it. I believe God has made a difference in my life. He brought me out of darkness, and he put me into his marvelous light. And I'm excited about what God is doing right now, and I'm excited about where I'm going. This is not an ending point here. This here on earth is just a station. We're going somewhere. Yeah. Amen. We're going somewhere. Yeah. Eternity, heaven or hell. But I believe God, I thank God for saving me.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about that. Yeah. Go with me real quickly. And I'm not going to try to hold you too long on tonight. But you gave me ample time.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank God. Amen.
Thank
you, son. We'll be some songs, 127 numbers of songs. You got to say amen. in Psalms 127. Amen. My granddaughter and I said I was going to sing just a little bit of this song, but I thank God. Y'all know that song I sing, Don't Give Up.
Amen.
Help is on the way.
Thank you, amen. Jesus.
I just sing a little bit before I go into the scripture tonight. Amen. Again, we've been through a whole lot. Amen.
Yes.
Death, losing, you know, loved ones and so forth. But we are still here.
Yes,
sometimes
Lord.
We ask the question, why? God know why you're here. Amen.
God.
You got to figure it out. But God already know why you're here.
Amen.
God have a purpose for each one of us. So I say to you, don't give up. Help is on the way. Don't give up. Help is on the way. Don't give up. Help is on the way. Hold on. Hold on. Just one longer. Jesus be. You'll make you stronger. Stop complaining. You'll deliver your soul. Jesus will. He'll make you whole. Come on now, just one time. Don't give up. Help is on the way. Don't give up. Help is on the way. Hold on. Just a little while longer. Jesus will. He'll make you stronger. Stop complaining. He'll deliver your soul. Jesus will. He'll make you whole. Don't give up. Help is on the way. Psalms 127. And I'm going to try to lead up to what God has placed within my heart. And I'm going to try to build on this particular scripture here. So pray for me for a moment here as I try to build on this. But it says here, accept the Lord. And that's one thing that we've got to really more so ponder as we sojourn here on this earth. It said, accept the Lord, build a house. Every step that you make, every movement that you make, you got to consider that, yes, that God is our foundation. God is our base. And without him, we are lost or we don't have nothing. So we got to consider that except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waits but in vain. Let me say that again. My thought is, that's how to build up to it, but I'll move a little quicker than that. Except the Lord build the house. Amen. That's my text. But my thought is, topic is, sustain your foundation. And our foundation is in Jesus. Every move we make, every step we take, amen, we got to consider, as I stated earlier, we got to more so lean on Jesus. And we got to more so look to him for our direction in everything that we do. Because except he build a house, God is building us.
Yes,
and during this time, and even during this pandemic, we can say that God is making each one of us.
Oh, yes.
I don't know what your foundation may be. I believe God is my foundation, and I'm leaning more so on Jesus. I come to find out that you can't depend on this one or that one. But I can put my trust in Jesus. I can more so lay inside in Jesus. I can really look to him in everything that I do. So I'm putting my trust and I'm laying down the foundation more so it's in Jesus. Every walk that I make, every step that I make. I was thinking before I was about to speak, and the last time I spoke, and I said, Lord, help mercy. The last time I spoke on teleconference, my wife don't mind if I say this. Some people may say I had a little breakdown, but I don't know if I had a breakdown. But I know that God was moving. I was crying uncontrollably. I was crying unto God. And God, as I was leading prayer, in the benediction, the closing prayer, and I was crying to God. I was crying for souls to be healed, souls to be delivered. I was crying, and I still have that cry in me. I don't know about you, but time is winding down, and we got to redeem the time. And people so caught up on the things of this earth and so caught up on things and possession and what I have. Don't you realize that everything that you got, oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus, going to be burned up. It really has no significance but in the moment. But I was crying to God, and we as the people, God, we know outcome. We know what's going to take place. Oh, there's only two places you can go, heaven or hell. We know that holiness is right. And we as the people of God, as we look to him, as we draw closer to him, God really more so revealed himself to us. He gave us more revelation. He gave us more insight to what's going to happen more so. So we got to continue looking to Jesus. So I was crying to God. I said, Lord, have mercy. Help me, Lord. Lord, as I see people, Lord, help me, Lord. I know he's a healer tonight. Yes, Lord. And I was crying for understanding, Lord. Why me, Lord? And sometimes you can question yourself. Why me, Lord? But Lord, have mercy. But I know God is in the deliverance business tonight. And I said, Lord knows, yes, you are there to help us on the way, on this road. Sickness may come. Our body may be breaking down. But Lord knows our spirit, our soul is being what renewed. Oh, Lord. Day by day. Thank you, Jesus. So I can more so reside within that. All my resolve is more so connected that God is working it out. Yes, Lord. Today, God is working it out. As I stated earlier, as I begin to speak, I don't look to tomorrow. Tomorrow is not promised to you. You may be in your big house. Oh, Lord, you may have this or have that. You may have the wood and the ceilings and the windows and all of that. But enough, but this what it is. But thank God for Jesus. The most important thing that you can have. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. It's God himself. The Holy Ghost on the inside. Holiness is right. God has given us a new walk. He's given us a new talk. Yes, Lord, as we age. Oh, Lord, I'm about to hit my 60s now. Oh, Lord, and as I age, I said, Lord, have mercy. Oh, Lord, I thank you. If God give me that time, if God tarry just a little longer, I will see that age, and but out of the Lord's will, I will look at it. But I'm trying to, as I look to that age, I said, Lord, give me strength. Yes. And I have said to different individuals that as we age, as we mature, oh, Lord, as we get a foothold in Jesus, the things of this world decrease and minimize and have no more importance. But God, the spiritual things, what God is doing right now, the world is turned upside down. Oh, Lord, wars and rumors of wars. Storms is about to take place. People preparing for the storms of life. But God, we got to prepare for Jesus to return. Think about what the, oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Think about what the scripture said. The message that was spoken by Evangelist Cobreff on Wednesday night. She said, answer the call. Give it up and let it go. This is the time to give it all up. Let it go. Give it over to Jesus. Yes, Lord. Joy, peace, happiness. Oh, God. Yes, he has given that to us. Oh, Lord. Suffering, but thank God for Jesus. One thing I was just reading, and I thank God. The Bible says a lot. There's stories in the Bible, but the Bible speaks of several things that he really, really point to us or point to the world. He speaks about deliverance. He speaks about forgiveness. He speaks about wholeness. He speaks about reconciliation. He even talks about time. The Bible talks about assurance. We have assurance that God has done it. The work is done. And all we got to do is continue seeking God. Yes, Jesus is our foundation. We got to more so look to that. Oh, yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Sustain your foundation. Oh, Lord, our foundation is our belief or way of life in the things on which it is based. Our base, our foundation. Oh, Lord, we're standing on the backs of great men, but we're standing on the word of Jesus. He's building us every day. Oh, Lord, you can get excited about that. The work that's already been done. I think about when he's on the cross. He said, it's finished. It is finished. And I'm glad about it. Jesus is our faith.
Yes,
in St. John 14:6, it says, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Amen.
Thinking about what was read on Thursday night. Thank God for the word. The word been coming, saints. I don't know about you, Christian Temple, as a whole. Think about all the different ministries that have gone out. But on Thursday night, and can I just piggyback just a little bit? Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Go with me to St. Matthew 6:33. 6:32, you
got to
say amen. Amen?
Amen.
Again,
amen.
I thank God for the scriptures. I thank God for all these different ministries. Amen. Oh, Lord, let me get, go back because it's very important. Amen. I said earlier, we go back. I said this is not a time to slack up. This is not a time, and I didn't say this, but it's not a time to take break. Amen. This is not a time to slow up, to slow down. Huh? As we age, we got to get in a hurry. And we got to move quickly. We got to continue crying unto God. I ask myself sometimes, Lord, what is I'm doing? And I cry out, help me. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. As I minister to the people of God, help me, Lord. Now my mind is not so much fixated on the people, but my mind more so is fixated on God. And I want to hear him say, well done. And God give me what to say unto the people. But St. Matthew 6:32, Minister Troy, I hope you don't mind if I pick it back just a little bit. But it says here, St. Matthew 6:32, this was spoken on last night, seeking God. And that is a familiar scripture. That is one of my favorite scriptures. Because I stated earlier that tomorrow is not promised. We get excited about things. We get excited about a whole lot of things. But more so, your excitement or your joy must be tied or connected to the will of God, what God is doing in your life, and also that the ministry go forward, and that people are getting saved and delivered. Oh, Lord, because the devil, he ain't slacking up. He walking up and down, to and fro. He's moving quickly, trying to destroy men and women throughout this world. But we, as the people of God, which been bought with a price, who is owned by God in a sense, oh, Lord, that we must cry loud. Not so, but yet we got to stand and let God use us. It says here in Matthew 6:32, for after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. 34, read. Take therefore no thought. Huh? Take therefore no thought for tomorrow. For tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Let me go back again. I say to you tonight, and I'm very much faithful. Your foundation is in Jesus. Your foundation is in the finished work of Jesus. Go with me to Galatians 3:1. God say amen. It says here, Galatians 3:1, if you did be risen, our foundation, except the Lord build the house, but our foundation is in Jesus, our hope,
yes,
our deliverance. Every move we make, every step we take is in Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Amen. It says here, if you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. The question you must ask yourself, where your mind at?
Uh-huh.
I know in Romans 12:1, you know the scripture.
Yes.
You know it better than me. You know what it says. It says Romans 12:1. It says what? I beseech you, dear four brothers, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies, what? As a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world. Some of us, even as disciples of Jesus Christ, have a foothold in this earth, in this world. We just get caught up in the things of this earth, things of this world, but we more so got to get caught up in Jesus. Don't you realize that? Thank you, Jesus. That Jesus is soon to come. And I said earlier, you have heard me say, not on tonight, but you have heard me say that everything that is taking place, that God is putting things in place for His return, and that is the most important thing. Ready and watching. Putting yourself in place that when he come, you can hear him say, well done. So the question you must ask yourself, are you caught up in this earth, in this world? Oh, Lord. But you got to be caught up in Jesus. You got to warn the people. You got to let them know that Jesus, yes, Lord, is soon to come. Oh, yes, Lord, that holiness is right. Oh, Lord, you can't continue going the route that you're going. Some people believe that if you do good, that you're on your way to heaven. That's a lie from Satan. No, only the blood of Jesus accepted him as your Lord and Savior. You can't go no other way but through him. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. There's no other way but through him. So no good works will get you in but Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
I have to let people know I'm learning it day by day. As I age, as my body is starting to break down, Lord knows, but I said my spirit be renewed daily.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, but I know I got to warn people. I know I got to let people know that Jesus soon will come.
Yes.
People, even with riches, is committing suicide. Our young and our old, Lord knows, depression is riding the land.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, but thank you, Jesus. Jesus, that I come to give you peace.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Let people know that he's soon to return.
Yes,
oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. He's coming back.
Yes, he is.
He's coming back. And it's time to prepare
yes.
ourselves. It's time to get ready. What are you getting yourself ready for? Oh, Lord. Oh, God. Set your house in order. It says here, oh, yes, my wife said, go back to Jesus. Yes, Lord. I'll wake an hour. Yes, Lord. When
yes.
God wake you up in the morning, thank you, Jesus. Are you glad about it? I won't complain. Oh, Lord, I thank you, Jesus. When God wake you up in the morning, do you say thank you?
Thank you.
Do you say glory? Oh, hallelujah. When God wake you up in the morning, oh, Lord, do you complain? What pain, what aches. But I say thank you, Jesus. I've got another chance, another opportunity to say, yes, Lord. Here am I. Send me, Lord. Use me, Lord. Oh, God, with the time I have. You don't know how much time you got. But I know this is a dressing up room. And we got to prepare ourselves to go back with him. He's coming back. Let me go back to Romans 12 in the second verse. And be not conformed
to this world.
to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Let me read that again. Perfect will of God. Again, take your foot out of this world. Oh, Lord, I'll read somewhere which is very much true. We no longer fit in this world. Let me say that again. This present world, we don't fit. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. You know the scripture. Huh? But we're so much trying to minimize what God has done in our lives. We try to be more like the world than anything. Don't be like the world. Be like Jesus. And I think about that. You know I have preached this message also, that we're pilgrims, just traveling through here. This is not our home. Do you believe that tonight? This is not our home. We're only here for a moment in a time, and then we're soon to fade out of here. We leave it here any time now, but we got to prepare ourselves. It says in Hebrews 11 and about the 13th verse, these all die in faith, not having received the promise, but having seen things afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers. Let me read that again. Strangers. We are strangers.
Yes,
right. Amen. Thank you, God. Strangers and pilgrims on this earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country. That is a heavenly where for God is not ashamed. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called this God, but he has prepared for them a city.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
It's not our home.
Oh, it's not. Amen.
As we draw closer to God, believe this, as we draw closer to God. I said earlier, we don't fit in the present world. And as our love for Christ, do you love Christ? Do you love him with all your heart? As you love Christ, and as you grow, our affection for the world should correspondingly diminish. Let me say that again. As you grow closer to God, as you continue seeking God's word, as you continue seeking him the more, the things of this world will lose its appeal and no longer appeal to you, because now your mind has been transformed, and now you're looking to Jesus, the things of the earth. I think about it, I'll tell my wife, Lord, no, the devil's still using tricks. He's still taking us to the highest pinnacle and saying you can have all this stuff, and people still being taken up to the highest spot, and the devil is showing us you can have this, you can have that, you can have this, but I denounce Satan. I want Jesus. How about you? Do you want Jesus?
Oh, Jesus. Amen.
No matter what he prays our way, he will pray some things. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. But I want to have a closer walk with Jesus.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
I want to have a closer walk with Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. So our foundation, oh, Lord, oh, God, is based more so in Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Galatians. Oh, Lord, I'm about to close here. But I thank God for the word on tonight. Galatians. Go with me to Colossians 3:15.
Uh-huh.
And read it. And let the peace.
Oh, God.
Woo!
God, yes.
Let the peace of God rule in your heart.
Yes. Amen.
Huh? My wife said heart. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye faithful.
Amen.
Let the word of Christ. Oh, Lord.
Amen.
I'm learning.
Thank you.
Oh, Lord. I said about to hit 60 now. And I know that's a turning point. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. I don't know about you, Lord. And I look at people somehow, I look at, because I know as we get closer, closer, closer Jesus. Jesus said, once you say, look at the sign of the time, I'm not praying for a paraphrase, look at the sign of the time. Don't you know, oh, in Russia, in which country they try to invade now? But things are happening all over the world. Storms are happening in strange places. Oh, Lord, things are going on. Even with the pandemic, different variants is happening. Oh, it's a new normal. But God knows, God knows. I want to delight myself in Christ. I want to continue seeking his will, not my will. But God, have your will in me, Lord, that I can tell people. That Jesus soon to come.
Amen.
He's on his way back. Yes. It says here again, and whatsoever ye do, let me go back to 16 verse, Colossians 3 and 16. Let says, let the word of Christ.
Yes.
Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly.
Richly.
In all wisdom.
That's all.
As I was crying unto God. I was crying, Lord, have mercy. Don't let no deliver simple. I was crying. Lord, I was crying. I never cried like that in my life. I never did that in my life. It surprised me, but I could not stop crying. My wife would rub me, or she had to finish the prayer, but I was crying, and I'm still, I look at individual, and we preach, and we minister, and we let people know, and people still decided, because it's a choice, choose you this day, who you going to serve, and people, so that's why I can't get so excited, pat you on the back that you're doing well, because on the surface, it may look like you're doing well, in reality, you're on your way to hell, and you got to get it right. Set your house in order. Get
Amen.
Set in state. Turn from this wickedness. Turn from this, your wicked ways. Turn. Money in the bank won't get it. The biggest house on the block won't get it. Huh?
Amen.
The 401k won't get it. Retirement won't get it. Setting things up for this earth won't get it. We got to plan. And set your soul down. Let me go back to Colossians. It says here, Colossians again. Let me go back to Colossians 3 and 1. It says, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on this earth, for ye are dead. We don't want to hear that. We dead to the world. We dead to sin. We dead to the things of this world. But no, we still, the devil still try to take us to the highest pinnacle and try to show us all this. Thing. You can have this. You can have that. I say again, not so. I don't want it. I don't want it. I want Jesus. And whatever I got to do, I got to find a search. Oh, Lord. Oh, God, thank you, Jesus. I want Jesus. How about you? How about you? Do you want Jesus? You can answer back.
Amen. Yes.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
For you are dead. Give me a moment. Give me a moment. Oh, Lord. I feel like preaching now just to give another 15 to 20 minutes. Yeah. It says here, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Ooh, have mercy.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord. I said, beginning even coming to the watch night service, as we was ushering in this year, and we are praying and seeking God's face and so forth, and just delighting ourselves in God. And you know how some people say they're going to do this and do that and do that. You know, within a week, they end up throwing up their hands. But I said one thing about it. You can't throw your hands up when it comes down to Christ. You got to continue seeking him. You got to continue praying. You can't stop praying. It's a must. It's a must that you develop a prayer life. It's a must that you develop a fasting life. It's a must that you concentrate yourself, put yourself before God and seek his will. It's a must that we as the people of God, I know there's a lot of things on this earth that is drawing our attention.
Yes.
The NFL, AFC, NFC, whatever you want to call it, football this weekend. Patrick Mahomes. All the different football. Y'all know what I'm saying. We can't wait to Lord knows getting our party food ready. Huh? What about Jesus? Jesus soon to come. Huh? What about that? Let me read this scripture here. And I'm not going to close yet. But let me read this. I've got to read this here. Because it's lined up with what's going on here. And I said here that except the Lord build a house, and everything that we do is poor soul should be founded on him. Everything, every move, and every our ambition, our devotion, our balance, and our love should be connected to our base, our foundation in Jesus Christ. Let me say that again. Our movement, our drive, our ambition, our devotion, our balance, our love should be based in Jesus. Every movement that we make should be based in Jesus. As a matter of fact, everything that we do should be from an eternal view versus an earthly view. Let me say that again. Everything that we do should be based more so on an eternal, y'all hear that? Eternal viewpoint versus an earthly viewpoint. Eternity. Amen. So we work it out. Our foundation is based in Jesus. Amen. Let's continue looking at him. But it says here, as we again the foundation, as we accept the Lord and as we sustain our foundation, it says here in the fifth verse, Colossians 3:5, read along with me. It says, mortify. Oh Lord have mercy. And I got to finish off with that 17th verse. We read this. But it says, mortify, therefore, your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness. We don't want to cover nobody's stuff. I don't envy nobody's stuff. That's just me. I don't know about you. I don't envy nobody. What you got, thank God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We know we're here, we're a pilgrim. I already read the scripture. We just journeying through this land. Amen? We got a home. Woo, Lord have mercy. You know we got a home. Huh? Y'all know where I'm going now. St. John what? St. John 14? Is it St. John 14? Uh-huh. Y'all know where I'm going. We got a home. Yeah. Oh, Lord have mercy. We don't have to worry about it. That's why I don't get so... What is the word gasket? Well, I don't get so caught up. Let me use that. I don't get so caught up on the things of the earth. Because I got a home. I said earlier, I do faith from eternity versus earthly. Amen. So we got a home. God, Jesus put things in place for his return. But we got a home. Whoo, Lord, heaven. It said, let not your heart be troubled. St. John 14:1, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many, many. And I don't think we're going to be praising God the whole time. Some people do that. I know I never read that nowhere. But praise God the whole time. Oh, no. We got many what? Many what? Many what? Mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a what? A place for you. Ooh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Amen. So I don't get caught up with none of this stuff down here. Amen. I'm just passing through. We got to pass it on to somebody. Listen, verse 6 says, for which day shake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in which ye also walked sometime when ye lived in them. But now you also put off all these things. Anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth, lie not one to another, saying that ye have put off all these, put off the old man with his deeds and have put on a new man. Are you walking in the newness of life now? You'll put on a new man. Huh? And you have put on a new man, which is renewed in knowledge. I can stop right there. Renewed in knowledge. Huh? After the image of who? After the image of him. That created him. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all in all. now, Mama, read it all, and then we're going to close out. Thank God for Jesus. Amen. It says, put on, therefore, as a beloved, elected of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness. Lord, have mercy. I said to someone, I said during a Bible study, I believe it was, you know, it's not so much talk now. It's not so much about talking. We could talk a whole lot of things. But I said there's two things, actually three things that people look at when they look at you. And we want them to look past us and see the Christ in us. But they look at your behavior. You can say all you want to say. You say, sanctified, baptized, filled with the Holy Ghost. But if your behavior say otherwise, it is what it is. Huh? So people are looking at your behavior. They're looking at your attitude. And if you got a poor attitude, thank you, Jesus. Huh? Again, Lord have mercy. Thank you, God. I'm learning this. I can talk all day. Amen? But the Word of God said we got to be an example. Amen? So it's your behavior, your attitude, and your action. People look at three things, your behavior, your attitude, your action, also your emotion. But all those things are tied. But it's our foundation is based in Jesus. So people are not, you don't want people to look at you. You want them to look past you, look through you, and see the Christ or see the love that is within you. Except the Lord build the house. But God is building something within you. So it's not about you. It's about what Christ has done, is doing within you. So again, you can talk all day. If you're not obedient, if you're so quick to rise up against your leaders, something wrong somewhere. So it's your behavior, it's your attitude, it's your action, and everything that's tied to your base. Our base is within Jesus Christ himself. He's doing the work within us. Amen. He's doing the work within us. So I thank God for that. Let's continue looking to Jesus. Amen. Let's continue seeking God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to close out right there. Let me finish here. Let me finish here at the 17th, verse 17. Let me finish there. But I thank God. Again, except the Lord build a house, sustain your foundation, which our foundation is lined up with Jesus Christ. I've got another scripture, but I'm going to close it out. It says, and whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of who? Say that again. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, amen, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Amen. So again, we're so thankful tonight. God has blessed us to be online. I say to you, amen, let's continue seeking God the more. Let's continue lifting up the name of Jesus. Again, we live in the last days. I said, too, I don't know where I said it, I said it somewhere, that, you know, all the different messages that we've been hearing throughout the years, especially on the teleconference and so forth, if it was so explicitly talking about Jesus' return, Jesus coming back. And it's time to set your house in order. It's time to set things straight with God, amen? And not with man, but with God. I'm looking to God. I'm looking to him. As I stated, you know, as we cry unto God, we cry, John the Baptist, Baptist had a cry. He cried. Amen. We know he had it. He cried. It says St. John 1 and 23, he said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah. We got to do this. We got to continue crying unto God. Amen. Let's continue seeking God the more. And again, except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. So again, let's continue seeking God. Let's continue lifting up the name of Jesus. And again, I thank God for giving me the opportunity to say a word on tonight. Pray for me. I'm praying for you. God bless you. Amen. God bless you.
Truly, we thank and praise the Lord for the beautiful message that came through tonight. But truly, God has got to be our foundation. If we don't have that foundation in Jesus, there is not going to last. I just thank and praise the Lord for the word. At this time, we're going to call for Evangelist Mark Colbreth of the Christian Temple Church of God to give us prayer, offer prayer.
Praise the Lord. We do thank God for the word that came through Elder Calloway. Sustain our foundation in Jesus. And we have to do that because all other foundations are sinking sand. So we have to look to the Lord. Again, thank God for the word. Please go with me in prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your word on tonight. We thank you because you're good. Thank you because you're so kind. Look upon us right now. Help us, my God. Oh, Lord, to stand upon you, Lord. Everything else is sinking sand. Oh, Lord, help us, my God, to love not the world, either the things that are in the world. Let our love be for you, Lord Jesus, and you only, my God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, strengthen us where we are weak. Build us up where we're torn down. Make us everywhere whole, Lord. Oh, Lord, look on the sick and the shut-in everywhere. Lord, touch, Lord. Heal and deliver, Lord. Those that may be bereaved on tonight. Oh, Lord, give them comfort. Give them strength in the name of Jesus. Lord, strengthen our people, Lord. Strengthen our hearts, Lord. Help us to run this race, Lord. Help us to run with patience, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, stretch out your saving hand, Lord, to keep us in a time like this when the coronavirus is spreading far and wide. Lord, keep us under the blood in the mighty name of Jesus. Don't let it take our lives away. Lord, strengthen us, Lord. Look on our leaders. Look on our pastor, God. Give them strength. Help them to bear the burden, Lord, in the heat of the day, my God. Jesus, Jesus, no other help we know. We're helpless without you, and we need your help, God. Forgive our sins. Forgive our weaknesses, our faults and our failures. For we have failed you, Lord. Forgive us and help us to continue to press on. Press on in you, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Help us not to give up. Help us to keep pressing our way. Lord, continue to move in this district meeting. Lord, save, heal, and deliver, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to send your word. Look on the speaker of the hour. Strengthen him, Lord. Help him to continue to preach your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, you're able to do everything. There's nothing you can't do. Destroy every yoke. Break every band. Oh, Lord, tear down Satan's foundation. He's trying to build it all over the land. But tear his foundation down. Please, Lord, keep us, and we shall be kept. Help us to keep our hearts and minds stayed on thee. Oh, Lord, and we thank you. Lord, help us to praise you. Help us, my God, to give your name glory and honor. Help us to give your name praise, because it's due unto you and not unto us, Lord. And we thank you for allowing us to see another district meeting that wasn't promised unto us. Oh, Lord, and we give your name glory. We give your name praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, and all these things we ask, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, amen. Service is back into the hands of Missionary White.
Truly, we thank and praise the Lord for that prayer. Thank and praise the Lord for the service on tonight. Thank and praise the Lord for everything that's been said and done up until this present time. At this time, I want to turn this service into the hand of our president and pastor, Richard Jackson, of the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God, Pastor Richard Jackson.
God bless everybody. Happy New Year's.
God bless you.
Happy New Year's. Happy New Year's to everyone that listens over the line. Amen. I thank God tonight. I'm speaking to you tonight from the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God in Cooperation. This is our first Northern District meeting for 2022 at 910 Shelton Avenue. Amen.
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 Thank God for blessing us to see another year. I would like, first of all, amen, I would like to acknowledge the founder of the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God Corporation, the late Apostle Sammy W. Hall, Sr. And also we'd like to acknowledge, amen, the late Pastor Lewis Marshall, Sr., Vice President and Southern District Overseer. And also we thank God for his wife, Mother Marshall. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We thank God tonight for all you listening to the poem, to the service. Thank God that to speak to you with the form by reading our telephone conference. Glad to have you on the line once more. Amen. We thank God for all of you that are listening. Thank God for all our ministers and evangelists, deacons, mothers. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, everybody, we just thank God for you tonight. Thank God for the beautiful message coming through. Brother Calloway, preach out of his soul. He was sustaining on our foundation. Our foundation is on Jesus.
That's
Jesus
cool.
is our foundation. Amen.
Amen.
We have to continue
Amen.
Him, trusting God and continue to look to him in order to stand and to go through. Amen. I thank God for that inspiring message. And I thank God tonight for the thing to keep pressing on. You got to keep pressing on in the same time that we're living in, this crisis that we are in. God is with his people. He is taking care of his people. I want to say to the people of God, stay brother, stay under the blood. Amen. God bless you all. I love you all. Amen. Now I'm going to turn it back into the hands of the speaker. First of all, we're going to have our announcement. Can we have our announcement, please?
Praise God. And we have our announcements. We are scheduled to be in service on tomorrow morning. That's we have to see how the snow goes. Also, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock teleconference, if it be the Lord's will. Also, again, Sunday, we're scheduled to be in service personally. And Sunday evening, if it be the Lord's will, we're back on teleconferences. Let's continue to pray for every name on the prayer list. Keep them in our prayers.
Amen. Thank God for the announcement. I would like, if the end of the ministry would like to have remarks or any of the mothers, evangelists, make good story now.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank God for the word of God coming through Pastor Calloway, encouraging us to sustain our foundation and saying, let the Lord build your house. If not, you know, we'll find that we've labored in vain and we go about establishing our own house. We ought to let Jesus be our foundation. Like the preacher said, stand on his word, not on the things of the world. And he talked about that foothold. We ought to have our foothold in Jesus. Be caught up in Jesus. Very beautiful message, Elder Calloway. Keep on preaching the word of God.
Amen.
Thank God.
For the word of God coming through. Pastor Calloway letting us know.
God bless you.
That the Lord builds the house. Sustain your foundation. Amen. We got to sustain our foundation. We know the Lord, we got to let the Lord build our house. Amen. It says so many beautiful things. We got to encourage him to keep preaching the word of God.
Thank God. Excuse me. Thank God tonight for the word of God coming from Pastor Calloway, reminding us to stand on that true foundation, which is Jesus Christ. And excuse me, in this crucial time that we live in, we have to keep looking to Jesus, because he is the answer, and he's the only way through the time that we live in. We must continue to look to Jesus. So I thank Jesus for this district meeting. Thank Jesus for each and every one of you, our pastor, all God's people. God bless you.
Man, praise the Lord. I truly thank God for that beautiful message coming through Pastor Calloway on tonight, telling us the truth. Amen. A very timely message. Something that we have to take into consideration is that no matter what we do, except God does it,
We're just doing it in vain. We have to let God do everything for us. We have to put God first. We cannot lose our focus, but we have to seek those things which are above. And I thank God because I truly enjoyed this beautiful message. And I thank God also for all of the listeners. I'm streaming the service live on the broadcast tonight. And I would like to, after everyone give remarks, to have the conference number given out in case any of our listeners would like to tune in on tomorrow and also Sunday. So if we can have that number again for the listeners on the radio broadcast. God bless.
First, give
praise
God.
God. Thank God for the word that came through Elder Calloway. He preached out of his soul. I thank God because we have to sustain our foundation, realize that Jesus is the solid rock, and he's our anchor. I praise God we can't just be a hearer of the word, but we have to be a doer. I want to encourage Pastor Calloway, continue to preach the word. I enjoy the word of God. God bless you.
Amen. First, give honor to God of my life until Pastor Gary Calloway, amen, as he ministered the word. And I thank God for our president, Pastor Richard Jackson, amen. I thank God as Pastor Calloway was preaching about sustain your foundation in Christ Jesus. In other words, he was saying too, don't build on another foundation, because the foundation that you build on is not Christ Jesus. It's going to fade away. And I thought about what the scripture says. Say, nevertheless, the foundation of God stands assured. Heaven is sealed. The Lord knows them that are his. And I just thank God as long as you're on that foundation, amen, building on Christ, that solid rock. I just want to tell my pastor, continue to preach the word of God. Cry loud and spare not. And continue to be encouraged as you go along in this life. Amen.
Praise God. We thank you, praise God, for the word of God tonight. Amen. I heard a songwriter sing a song. Amen. Just only what you do,
yes, Lord,
for Christ will last.
Yes, Lord. Thank
only
you.
Only what you do what for you Christ do will last. Only what you do for him will be counted in the end. Only what you do for Christ will last.
Boy,
only what you do for Christ will last. Praise God for that beautiful, beautiful message. Amen. Pastor Calloway really did preach tonight. I enjoyed the word of God. Praise God. Amen. We must set our affections on things above. Praise God, and not on things of this earth. Amen. Because we are living to live again. Praise God. We do honor everyone in their respective places. Praise God. Pastor Calloway, keep preaching the word of God. I really, really enjoyed the message tonight. God bless you.
No one has ever remarks. It's all the ministers, the mothers, and the women that have remarks. God bless you. I guess that's all. So I'm going to turn it back into the hands of the speaker for tonight, and he's going to have last saying and dismiss her. Elder Calvary.
God bless.
God bless you.
Thank you, Lord, for the word on tonight. Thank God again for this opportunity. Amen. As I said, I know the pastors say, thank God again, the word comes to the minister, and I receive it, I take it, and I accept it, and I walk therein. So again, I thank God for your prayers. Continue praying for me, and I'm praying for you, praying for the church as a whole. Let's continue praying. God is not through with us yet. Amen. He's doing the work in all each one of us. Amen. I believe you. What's going on today? It's for us, amen, to really to
Jesus.
Look or to examine ourselves and
yes.
also to move up in Christ Jesus. So, again, we thank God for the word. Thank God again for our Holy Spirit. Thank God for you, I'm Pastor Jackson. I'm praying for you, praying for your family, praying for everyone. Just continue praying to God have his way. If there's no more, we ask everyone to raise their hand.
Excuse me, Pastor. I'm sorry. Can we have the missionary Desi give out the conference number for the service for tomorrow and Sunday?
Okay, the service number for Christian Temple listening in is 508-924-2348. Okay, and that's for Friday and tomorrow and Sunday. That's 508-924-2348.
Amen.
Amen. Again, we thank God for, reminding us, Evangelist Jaime. Thank God for your program also. Thank God for you. Amen. Thank God for the word coming from you. I enjoy you and enjoy all the messages that's been coming through, coming to us. So at this time, if there's no more, we ask everyone to raise your hand. Repeat after me what I say unto one.
What I say unto one.
I say unto all.
Watch.
God bless everyone. Thank God for word and prayer.
Recorded.
Thank you, Lord.
Goodbye.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We truly thank God for the service on tonight. Truly enjoyed the service of the Lord, the testimonies of victory, the songs of praise. And we are just so happy that you took the time out to tune in on tonight. And we look forward to you joining us on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m., and for those of you who are just tuning in for the first time, you are listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. I am the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church of God, located here in Baltimore, Maryland. And Sir Richard Jackson is our president. Holy Temple is a branch of our headquarters church, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God, located there in Camden, New Jersey, where the services are held for our district meeting. And again, as you heard it announced, the conference number for the service that will convene tomorrow night at 7 p.m. and Sunday night at 7 p.m. I'll give that out one more time because the phone sounded a little choppy. So the number is 508-924-2348. If you want to join us on tomorrow night is youth night. I'm the scheduled speaker for tomorrow night. So join in and pray along with me and for me that the Lord will strengthen me and help me to bring forth his word. Amen. We do thank God for you once again, for your love, for your support, and for your prayers. And we thank the Lord for all things that have been done thus far. And this concludes the broadcast for this evening. May the Lord bless you, and may heaven smile upon you until we meet again. Good night.